Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's me, Medusa. Just kidding, it's Ethel Mermaid dressed up to the nines because it's Halloween night.
I'm here with my butler and trusted companion, Burgundy. Burgundy, say hello.
Hello. Burgundy. I know that doesn't work for what you said, but I love the joke when George Burns does it.
That's lovely.
That 14-year-old is going places.
Now, Burgundy, tell the people listening to the record what you're dressed as for this Halloween.
Well, I feel stupid, but I'll tell you I'm wearing sort of a short sleeve button down shirt. It's tucked into my pants. I have suspenders. I have glasses with tape in the middle, and I have a pocket protector with a newfangled calculator, because I must admit, Mrs., I was listening through the door when you were talking to someone, and you said you're going to go as something geek, and I of course missed the R in your message, and now I feel dumb as hell.
Oh, I see. I'm going as something Greek, Medusa.
Yes,
and here I am thinking you were dressing as yourself on your day off.
Wow, I'd hate to hear that, but yes, I am a nerd for academia. You know, I once wrote my thesis on how dogs can smell fear. And the studies I did, I would, in the middle of the night, I would run into people's yards and I would try and pick a fight with the dog, and the dogs would chase me around. And so what I would do is I would tie bits of ham and bacon.
Burgundy, you're talking about your education again. You know how I hate that.
Oh, apologies, m'lady. Let's get back to you, the best topic. Oh, I turn to stone. Well, I am rock hard.
Hopefully we edited a little bit of that pause out, but that was 45 minutes of total and complete silence. Anyways, Burgundy, tell me, do you enjoy Halloween night? Are you a Halloween kind of guy?
I am. I mean, for where I'm from, we call it Devil's Night, and on Devil's Night, anything goes. That's when you play tricks, you try and stir the dead, and the dead try and scare the living. And to me, it's all about good, clean fun.
That's true. The veil between the living and the dead starts to dissipate on this night.
Yes.
Lots of ghosts and ghouls about.
Yes.
Burgundy, start filing my nails for me, please. I have always loved Halloween. Can I tell you why?
Let me close the filing cabinet.
Ow! Thank you. Sorry, it keeps me sharp. The adrenaline of closing my hand in a filing cabinet. Keeps me
on the end for nails.
Well, you know why I love Halloween? Ask me why.
M'lady, why do you love Halloween?
Well, I love it because I'm an actress, and I love any excuse to put on a costume and pretend to be someone else. I also love attention, and that's not a bad day to play pranks.
Yes.
To get people to look at you.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I tell you, m'lady, I believe it was this time last year when you had Rudolph Valentino over and you had me peel grapes and put them in ice in a large bucket, and then you had him close, you had Mr. Valentino close his eyes, and you said, reach into the bucket, these are eyeballs, and he passed out for 16
mm-hmm.
days. He missed the shoot of his next movie, and he was ruined in Hollywood.
And then I hit him with my car, a classic prank. It was a hoot and a holler, and that's for sure, Burgundy.
Yes.
Do you think I could do my classic entrance of sliding down the banister in this Medusa dress?
M'lady, I've waxed the banister just for this very moment.
Thank you. And can I tell you, Burgundy, that this costume was a headache to put together. The amount of snakes I had to kill with my bare hands this week.
Some are still alive, but I believe they're corn snakes, which I think are safe.
Well, let's hope so, because they've bitten me several times. Burgundy, your reflexes are so bad.
It's funny to see.
How bad are they?
How bad are they?
They're so bad that you couldn't catch a single snake for me, and I had to do it myself. And you know how I hate to do things by myself.
Yes, m'lady. My knees aren't what they used to be. And can I just say, to see about 85 snakes, 83 of them dead, hanging down by your face, is it looks like Medusa just got out of the shower.
Thank you, Burgundy. Well,
they are really droopy, really drooping down next to your chin.
Well, wake them up.
I'm afraid it doesn't work that way, m'lady.
Bummer. Well, I don't want my guests to miss a single thing. I have all sorts of tricks and treats planned for the night. Are you ready to go downstairs, Burgundy?
Yes, I am, m'lady.
And I'm on the banister!
Oh, yes. I used too much wax, m'lady. Apologies. Oh, the bay window. She went out the bay window.
That's okay.
It sounded like you were shifting gears.
Burgundy.
You just made it sound like you were shifting gears.
Well, Burgundy, I think that's okay. The blood and the glass all over me contributes to the spookiness.
That's to the charm, yes.
Of the evening, the broken window makes this look a little bit more like a haunted house, if you will.
Yes. Shall I grab some gauze?
No, better not. We'll just see how this happens. I will say, Burgundy, a little less wax next time.
Yes, noted, m'lady.
I know normally it takes me a while to get down the stairs. I've gotten caught on the nails on the stairs before. This was the complete opposite experience. Oh, I see a car pulling up around the driveway now. Our first guest has arrived.
Yes,
oh, it looks like it's my uncle.
Oh, let me go get the door, m'lady. M'lady, here is your uncle. He'd like to announce himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you filthy bastard! Pick me up in a wet car again. Filthy! Filthy! Damn dirty bastard! Car was wet! Car was completely wet! Look at me, covered in wet, sitting in a wet car. Filthy
bastard. Must be my uncle, because he's screaming at his driver, really ripping him a new one, right?
Not my driver, dear, not my driver. Just a man who picked me up. I was hitchhiking over here. Filthy bastard. Can't believe I got in a car that filthy and wet.
And, sir, may I ask, just for the sake of the party, m'lady asked everyone to announce what they are wearing this evening in terms of costume?
My name is Nigel Pimberbrook, and I will not deign to wear a costume.
Why do you have a big lion's mane around your head, Uncle?
Oh, well, this is a fashion choice, of course.
Oh, yes, you look like a drowned lion.
I'm lion. It's not a fashion choice. I am indeed dressed in a costume, as you would say.
Uncle... Oh, a lion lying.
Mm-hmm.
A lying lion. Huh, that's hard to say.
Uncle Nigel, is that toilet paper stuck to the bottom of your shoe from your house getting toilet papered earlier by some hooligans?
These miscreants, these hooligans, not only did they toilet paper my house, but they firebombed my Rolls Royce. I was forced to come over to your party by hitchhiking with a common folk. And I'll have you know, I believe the people who gave me a ride were the same people who toilet papered my home and firebombed my Rolls Royce.
Your what, Uncle?
My Rolls Royce, of course. Sherry, where's the sherry? Is there no sherry at this party?
Oh, yes, Burgundy, please get the finest sherry from my uncle. Get the worst stuff from the bottom shelf.
My dear, let's have a look at you. Oh, Ethel Mermaid. You are the spitting image of your late mother or timely father or whoever's child you are.
Thank you, Uncle. And may I just say, you're looking scragglier than ever. Your beard is as unkempt as it's ever been. Mwah, mwah. It's good to see you. Mwah, mwah. Excellent. Well, enjoy the worst brandy. I mean, our best brandy.
Brandy, I grabbed sherry. Let me be right back.
Hey, a little bit of brandy in my life, a little bit of sherry, that's okay. Don't move, you rapscallion. Give me that Give me that sherry. And
yes,
give me that,
right away.
And then make with the brandy as well.
Yes, of course.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.